Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, So You Think You Can Dance fans? We are talking about the very dramatic top four, the elimination. We've got the brilliant Emmy-nominated Christopher Scott in studio with us. Let's get to it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
So this delightful pick was by our very own Chris Scott.
Welcome. You should have gave us some choreography.
Thank you.
I know.
Like,
what do we do?
I feel like I want to be.
Hey. Going out. In.
Kim, we are so off. Just cut us out of this right now. Like, we should be like driving in a convertible down the streets of Hawaii or something.
Oh, that sounds good.
That'll be good. Welcome, everyone. We are so excited you're here. We missed last week, but we are back, and we just have so much to talk about. We do have to start the show off by talking about last week's elimination, Magda and Cole. Bye, 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 in the words of NSYNC. I was very sad about it, you guys, because Magda was my girl. I thought she would be a little bit of a dark horse.
Yeah.
But let's kind of roundtable this and just chat about how we felt about last week and the eliminations. Kim?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it had to happen at some point, right? Yeah. We got to get down to our final one. And it's just slowly but surely happening. And I love Magda as well, like you did. I don't know. It was just her time, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's just had to happen.
Oh, let's introduce ourselves. I'm just so excited about the song.
Right.
Whatever. I'm Becky Sotero, and nobody cares about that. But my beautiful co-hosts, introduce yourselves.
Stop, darling. Hi, everyone. I'm Kim Davey, but the most important person on the panel today.
Right? We are not worthy. We are not worthy.
Yeah. Our special guest.
Yes.
Christopher Scott.
Yeah, I'm Christopher Scott. Here we go. Talk about dance.
Know.
I love it.
It's so good. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. We're so excited. And to round about at the end, it's me, Jessica Williams, and tonight is just so exciting. We have so much.
We have so much, so we're going to shut up and just dive into it.
Yes.
So, last week, the eliminations, it was a tough week. The dancers danced their hearts out as usual, but we, again, just to, for you fans, we're sorry we missed last week, but we just want to kind of cover that, cover all the bases. You, Christopher Scott, did an opening group number.
Mm-hmm. I did,
pretty stellar. How was that? Give us kind of the behind the scenes of teaching these folks.
Yeah, that one was really, it meant a lot to me, actually. It was one of these kind of routines that was based off of an image. Mm-hmm. And the kids worked really hard. It wasn't your typical, like, dance on the floor routine. We had this really crazy contraption. It was like a platform with these straps kind of holding the guys in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't easy to create and it wasn't easy to teach.
Right.
So it was a bit risky. But, you know, the dancers really, really focused and they worked really, really hard on it. I'm really proud of them. Yeah.
So good.
No joke.
It was good.
What's their work ethic like behind closed doors? Because we only see them, you know, we only see them really on stage. So what can you kind of speak to that, their work ethic?
This season, they're actually really focused in the moment. Like, they're actually kind of quiet. They kind of just, like, zone in.
Okay.
It's different than some years. Some years you get them and they're, like, their personalities are, like, constantly shining through. But in this season, they're really driven. I don't know what they do behind closed doors, but when they are at CBS.
They're ready.
They are ready and they're working and they're pushing their bodies to the limits. I mean, they're walking around this season with ice packs taped all over their bodies. I mean, this one's pretty intense.
Yeah, they're being thrown a lot of routines. I mean, I feel like a little bit more so than the past.
Yeah.
So that could be a tribute to that. Were you surprised by, I know we're kind of spilling the tea here, but were you surprised by Magda and Cole being eliminated?
I mean, it was really kind of a crapshoot to me. It really felt like anybody could go. So it wasn't like surprising, but it was definitely sad. I mean, I think, you know, Magda and Cole were two of the probably hardest working dancers actually in the season. And I don't know if it's their ballroom background or if it's just, you know, that kind of underdog mentality or something. But they, it was tough to see them go.
Mm. Well, and we know every week it's going to be very difficult to see people go. And let's, again, just kind of segue into this week. We lost.
Well, wait. I want to give my reaction.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. Yes, go for it. Oh, my gosh. Please, yes, go. Thank you. You looked like you were, like, done. I was like, all right.
Yeah, no. No, I honestly feel like America has been getting it right, in my opinion. Like, the people that I have chosen to go home have been going home. So it's kind of been exciting. Honestly, every week I'm like, these two need to go home, and they've gone home.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
So you guys home through my mind. No. But it almost feels like it was foreshadowed a little bit with your opening number, because the couple switched and Hanalei and Darius danced together.
Oh,
there's
know.
A little switcheroo. And I was like, ooh, like, this is interesting.
Subconsciously, maybe you knew.
That's something we don't know.
I wish it was as romantic as that. It was actually, I was going to do a ballroom bit with them. And so I was like, oh, cool, put them together.
Yeah.
And then as I was creating it, I had a ballroom bit, and it actually felt weird in the number, because it was kind of like, you know what, we don't need that. We see that throughout the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of just pulled back and changed their whole moment. So what you saw on TV was a whole different version of what I had originally.
Oh. Wow.
But it's interesting. I mean, no, it was totally planned. I just, I knew it. I felt
like,
it. I was like, so,
You were telepathically
getting them acquainted with one another,
So good. No, that was such a good point. And to your point, so did you see Darius and JJ going home, though, this week?
Absolutely not.
I was like, wait, what? Because I thought I thought JJ would be top two again.
Yes.
I was like, he'll be there in the thick of it with for my picks were Hanalei and JJ in the top two. I don't know. I was completely blown away by the way that they did this. And apparently, Nigel dropped the bomb. Nobody knew that they were going to do the top four picks.
Everyone was shocked.
So no judge eliminated. Just so much to say, you guys. Go for it, Kim. Yeah. Dive in.
Well,
tell us
just,
your initial thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, like, after last night's performances as well, like, they were just such the front runners, and especially Darius really stepping it up. And then just for them to go home, which is absolutely heartbreaking, and we're sitting backstage, and you could hear a penny drop. Everyone's like, mouths open, what? It was crazy, and it's so sad, because I think, like, America was obviously voting on the previous week.
Sure,
and yes, they didn't maybe shine as much. But then I wish it kind of was voted on the spot after the show and we didn't find out for 2 hours later or something.
Yeah.
Or that I think in this case, I wish the judges would have had their choice, their say. I don't know.
I mean, I like that the judges turned it over to America because if you're going to have a competition, you're like, America votes, then it's important to not override it. So though it's not who we would have wanted,
Hold on. I have something to say about this.
What, girl?
I'm spilling my tea. My issue, though, is that I believe, I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, I just don't care. Genesee and Slavic showmance. That's what this is. And I mean, I understand we're voting on America's favorite dancer, not necessarily the best dancer. But that's part of the fundamental of the show that does just, like, eek at me a little bit.
That's interesting, though, because I definitely think that was played up until last week. But I didn't really see it happen last night. There was
no
reference. It's like it died down a little. So
I don't think they were expecting Slavic to stay. Chris, what do you think?
I think it is hard because
it's
America's favorite dancer, so it is hard. But there is something about a love story that I think does transcend a bit of, like, just your normal average story for each dancer on the show. Because it is a beautiful thing, and you're watching it, and you start to fall in love with their falling in love. But, you know, I will say, Genesee has always been kind of this dark horse, and there is something interesting about her. And it was actually, I don't know, something about it, it was devastating to see those two guys go home. You know, the flip side of it was watching this girl, this young girl who's really worked hard to, like, stand out when she probably doesn't in her day-to-day.
Life.
You know, she kind of probably flies under the radar most of her life. So there was something really gratifying about that moment for her.
Right.
Because it was shocking. I think see when the thing was happening, you saw when they saved Hanalei, when they said Hanalei's in, she knew she was going home.
Yeah.
You could see in her face.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh. Everybody
that was the
she felt
I agree.
Defeated in that
to your
moment.
Point.
And I feel that we want to root for the underdogs as well. So she didn't come in like, I'm the most confident person. Even throughout auditions in the academy, it was shocking that she made it onto the show. And then she kind of redeemed herself through her performance and just really committing to it. And I think that their love story is important, but really their connection to the audience kind of pierced the hearts and people felt connected to them.
I agree. I just think there's a lot of, like, showman's go. Because I guess to me personally, I just, Genesee hasn't resonated, but maybe that's just because she's just a little more vanilla when we've interviewed her. And I just think that there's something that I'm not seeing out of all the contestants. I don't know why. I know that she's a dark horse. I know she's so talented. I just, I don't know, you guys.
Yeah. And also, you can't rely on the American public necessarily voting at all as well. Like, yeah. we sit here and we say they're sure. our top two, but then maybe nobody voted for them, assuming they were going to mm-hmm. get in automatically, right? So leaving it just to America to vote is a bit of a tough one because mm-hmm. half of them possibly aren't when they mm-hmm. should be. So mm-hmm. I think the judges yeah. need to step in.
I mean, I don't think that any of us saw Slavik being the last man standing. Did you feel that way?
I didn't. No. But you know, but I see the appeal, and I see because yeah. he's another, there's always that journey when a dancer comes on that show and mm-hmm. is not supposed to be doing any of the styles mm-hmm. as well as he's doing
yes.
them.
Yeah.
It's always something to that. Even hip hop, I mean, he's not like a versatile hip hop dancer. That's mm-hmm. already one of the hardest categories, mm-hmm. I think, in my opinion.
I agree.
Because we have like, it's an umbrella term. Mm-hmm. There's so many different mm-hmm. styles of hip hop that you
sure.
are gonna get.
Sure.
And last night everybody was in their style. Yeah. But I know Slavik felt probably Comfort's movement was more foreign mm-hmm. to him than maybe mm-hmm. even some of the other mm-hmm. styles. Mm-hmm. So it's tricky.
Yeah.
It is. Something yeah. I love that you said yesterday when we chatted was that it's sad that JJ and Darius are leaving, but this exposure on the show will open up so many doors.
Oh,
you mentioned
for sure.
future projects, people, mm-hmm. agents will be calling them. So it's such like they were so joyful and humble,
yeah.
you know, last night when we were doing the interviews, and they just were just like, I'm happy.
Sure.
They're like, I made it this far. So
also,
sad,
I mean, all things considered, I feel like all the contestants
forward.
Have been so humble.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at least that makes it a little easier to see them go because you know they'll have careers. They've got the tour coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
oh, man, yes. Yeah. So that was that was hard for my heart a little
yeah.
bit, you guys.
At least they went absolutely out on top because it was.
Yes. Yes. Darius's well. Routine, I just think there could not have been a better routine
no.
to
so
exit the show on.
He won the
True.
Show with that routine. Like, True. What he got to put on that stage and on national television mm-hmm. and the way he got to inspire people, I mean, that's as big as it gets
sure.
right there.
Well,
no,
you were
no
sitting
check.
Next to Travis.
Yeah.
How was that reception with him? Mm-hmm. Was he pleased with how
Oh, yeah,
was
he was, like, from the whole process, I mean, this was a routine that he's been waiting to do. You know, he kind of told me, he was like, you know, this is the one, it's
like
the stars
got to
align.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what a big moment for him. And it felt there was an energy about Travis last night.
Yeah,
and
he was crying.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
oh,
yeah,
I bet.
Was
that was
emotional.
A lot. To put that out there on television.
A long time coming, I think mm-hmm. he said, for this routine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sure, too, as a choreographer, there's something so special about, and probably scary, about seeing your piece mm-hmm. unleashed. I mean, you have to, we'll talk about this later, but there's a sense of control that you have to relinquish. You know, you can give them what they need, but you don't know exactly how that's going to transpire on stage
yeah.
technically, and even in your work on TV you don't know how the cuts are going to be. It's just
yeah.
you're just like, okay,
it's a lot,
gotta let it go.
But by the way, we are live right now in our chat as well, so you guys, we see you. Trini Boy 27's like, oh my god, it's Chris Scott.
Yes.
All these emoji faces. So we are tracking what you guys are saying, so if you have any questions for Chris, please write and we will ask him.
Yeah, yeah. So good. Well, so we covered Darius a little bit in terms of JJ. Was there anything about his performances that stood out to you guys that you just loved, didn't love? What did you love? I mean, I thought the Tahitian dance was pretty spectacular.
That was insane. To bring that to the show for the first time and shut it down like that, that
yes.
was actually a crazy moment for me and the show.
Yeah.
I mean, what a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. So good. And Jensen's
yeah.
hips, I was just like, get it, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's not easy. Like you said, that's not even like a, I mean, it's first time it's ever been on So You Think You Can Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll stop talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that he's like sort of plie the whole time with the leg muscles, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. But I think, because it was Tiana, was she the choreographer for like Moana or had the bear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's so nice being a Kiwi from down under in Polynesia area. It's really nice to see this kind of, which is our culture and Maori culture on the stage more now
yeah.
with Disney and then with that. I mean, half the world don't even know what it's about. And as they said, we don't know what this means or what this means. It has some
yeah.
sort of meaning. It's just so cool to bring these different styles to the
so
world.
Good.
Which is what
costume
so
departments.
Oh, it was so yeah. visually pleasing. The costume department, the energy. I really hope that that's one that they choose to redo
yeah.
for finale night. Like, that would be amazing.
Yes.
Truly. And then another routine JJ did was the Mandy Moore Jazz, which I love Lauren. I love that she's back.
Yes. And going on tour, too.
Yes. That's exciting. But that jazz number was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mandy Moore, she's like, I have a mission.
Yes.
I'm going to make you love jazz.
So good.
Yeah. JJ, though, he's such a star because he's such a vibrant personality
mm-hmm.
on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's such a high energy individual off stage, too. Like when you're interviewing
oh,
him,
yeah.
he's like all bouncing
yes.
around. And he's
yeah.
so short and he's just fabulous. He's
oh, and jumping over Cat's head. How was that in studio?
Oh,
how was
that?
That
was the best thing that's ever happened in life. Me and Travis were going crazy. Yeah. People even sent me pictures of us. I guess they cut to me and Travis laugh. We had no clue. That was nuts.
So good.
That should go on tour. We got to put that on tour.
Yes, we sure should. Sport. Well, and JJ, we know, he works with Travis on Shaping Sound, so he's got such a brilliant, beautiful career. And we all know top 10, my goodness, if you run with it, if you put the work in, you're going to have a career in this industry no matter what. So
I actually think sometimes when you don't necessarily win these competitions, you actually kind of find more work, or you seem to stick out more because people are so shocked. So there's more talk about you, you know, not winning. So you get more publicity and things that way.
True. And you're freed up to do things. I feel like when you're the champion of the show, you're kind of tied contractually to a lot of things. Yay, we miss you guys. You're going to have such an incredible career, but we have to dive into our top four: Jensen, Genesee, Hanalei, and Slavik.
Yes.
Chris, tell us, do you think, what are we in for next week? I know we got to see the All-Stars this week. Is there any kind of, like, you know, I know you have the week off.
I have the week off. I get to watch it with you guys, fan, and I get to just sit there with no pressure, no stress, and just watch the craziness unfold.
Do you think the All-Stars will come back? How do you think that they'll formulate that next week?
I have no idea.
That's what you were saying. You find out, like, literally a couple of days before you need to be actually producing your piece on the show as well, right? So everything's last minute.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, give us a timeline on that. So they call you. When do you guys rehearse? How does that all work?
Yeah, if the math kind of works out and they know that no matter what, we're going to be on the show, it just kind of depends week to week. But when they're kind of figuring it out, when you're going to do something where you put them in their own styles, for example, you don't know if you're going to need us, because you might be like, oh, cool, we'll get Chris in for a routine, and then that person goes home. So they're like, sorry, we don't need you actually, because they're doing their own styles and there's no one to do your style.
Yeah.
So it just kind of goes week by week. It's really a complicated show. I'm really amazed on how they figure this out and coordinate. It's almost like they're choreographing the show as it goes. And it's really brilliant. I mean, it's crazy.
So good. So good. Well, so Jensen and Genesee, let's have you talk about this a little bit, my love bug.
Okay.
How do you feel about them? How do you feel about their routines last night? How do you feel about them stepping into week four, the fatigue? You know, what do you see with that next week?
Well, I thought that Jensen was just really strong across the board tonight. I love that she was in her own style. I love that Jenna is back and she choreographed an amazing routine, amazing cha-cha. I just felt like everything that she's been given yesterday was just like she tens across the board. Like there's no criticism. She's always strong, consistent. Her technique is amazing, and she takes on new challenges, and she still has her spice. One thing I'll say, I was afraid when Nigel made that comment about her being too sultry.
Yes.
I thought that she was going to lose it a little bit, but I'm happy that her personality is still there and she keeps the flair.
And that's her ballroom background. I feel like you automatically bring that into it. Yeah. And by the way, do you guys foresee a show on the Three Sisters at some point? Like a reality show, right?
Oh, that's shade.
I feel like they're kind of like shaping this. I don't know.
Nigel's shade is amazing to me.
I know. Well, he's the one that brought it up. But no, I couldn't agree with you more. I felt like Jensen was so strong. She takes on everything. And as a choreographer, do you feel that way too? Like she's just completely versatile and well-rounded in that regard?
Oh, yeah. She's very comfortable in her movement. And like no matter what you throw at her, she really is the one that adapts. Her and JJ, I would say, that's why them together was so crazy and so powerful. Because you could just, they imitate and they can like mimic you, and it's pretty, it's really impressive.
Sure. Yeah. And thoughts on Genesee, Kim? What do you think about Genesee?
Yeah, so Genesee always flew under the radar for me. She wasn't my BFF, and
we're rowing the same boat over here.
Yeah, I love her.
I'm a nerd.
But I mean, I love her. She's awesome, and I think she's got amazing stage presence, and she really connected, and she absolutely outshone Slavik last night. Rings around him. So she definitely deserves
Do you feel like Lex brought out a really great, comfortable, confident side to her? Because I kind of feel like she could just lay into it a little bit and dance and not have to, I don't know.
Just definitely wasn't in a hitch. I think she was just bearing all. She was going for it, putting it all on the table, being who she was, not asking for any like sympathy or anything, and just going for it. And I think she did a really great job.
Yes.
But she's.
I will say with Genesee, there is something about her that actually, for me, I know it's like hard because she doesn't stand out in a lot of the things because she's not like that star, like performer, not even performer, but like, and she said it in her audition. She was like, I don't have the leg that goes to here. But for me, she's probably the best person for me to get on the show because she has the most kind of body control and like,
ooh,
like she has the most style, I think, to
love
me
that.
Because
yeah.
she's like, she's a bit more mature of a mover and she has a lot more quality of movement.
Yes.
And she can put it in her body in ways that some of the dancers can't.
Yeah. This is like Hannah Leigh, for example, would
right.
you say?
Well,
and
yeah.
for,
exactly.
I'm so glad you brought that up because in their group routine that Luther choreographed, I saw that in her. I felt she just, she was so dynamic in that routine.
It's like a maturity or something. I think if you're comparing it, say, Hannah Leigh, she's like the perfect dancer, like sort of stick figure dancer kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Versus, yeah, Genesee, who's more maybe a woman and more connected in life experience, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you're saying.
And she really, her passion just transcends the standard, I feel, of where the dancing should be because she shows up and she works so hard. So sometimes a person like that would nail it a little bit quicker than someone who has the technique. And they're like, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just really rooting for her because her journey and just how she's executed and have grown throughout the show. And that's what this show is about, you
Amen,
know?
Sister. I mean, I was just going to say, yeah, it is about that.
That path, that journey, and challenging them on a week-to-week basis and just watching them shine.
And yeah, and I think we all kind of knew that Jensen was being sort of primed. And so you think Ikka Dance has that reputation for, like, steering, you know, the votes, I guess, if you will, or finding their favorites. But I love, that Genesee's sort of plowed her way through, and that reaction last night when she got into the top four was just palpable. I was like on the other side of the TV, just
Well, she talks a lot about self-doubt as well, doesn't she, which I think is really prevalent for the younger dancers out there watching, and they can really connect and feel that because, you know, body image and everything in dance is such a top topic, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, so it's nice that she can let that all out and let them feel connected.
Yeah.
There's a little inside scoop actually with her, because I did her audition, like the Academy Week, the last routine that she did to get into the show. And I will say what they didn't show, because there weren't cameras around at this point. We were just doing our last rehearsal. I couldn't get through to her. It was really hard. I think a lot of the dancers in the Academy Week, it was the choreographers were having a hard time getting through to them because it was just like they were going through a lot. It was like a lot of pressure on them. It was like that last thing, and they were just kind of like not all there. And we had a couple moments where she like – but one in particular, we were just asking her, like, she was holding back. She wouldn't do it. I was, like, telling her, like, what was going on? And I just said, like, what are you thinking? And she just broke down. She just had a whole moment about how she's just like, yeah, this is just really hard. You know, I feel like I've been judged my whole life, and it's just hard to, like, go through this thing with all this judgment on me. And that's why I see every week that gratifying moment of, like, being accepted. And I think it's such a big deal for her. And I, you know, whether she wins the show or not, I think at this point she's won as well, because her life has changed.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you shared that. I wish she would have told us that in the beginning.
She broke down.
She's growing on me.
And I'll tell you, the next day I watched her in interviews and it was a new Genesee.
Wow.
She was completely different. They were asking, she was like, yeah, you know, I'm here and I'm there. And she was like giving
she
energy.
She just needs that wall
it
to
was
come down.
Crazy.
Yeah. Do you feel that way as a choreographer? Like it's whenever you're training, even not just on the show, but just outside of the show, do you feel like you have to kind of play that counselor, sort of like dig in deep and get the psychology of it?
Sure. Yeah. That's the people that we can do that with are the people that I think thrive on the show. I mean, I've learned back in the day, I think I used to be obsessed with the product and I was always like, like just make a good product. But the process just became much more important. And I found that if we invest more in the process and we can get through to these kids and connect with them and find their connection within the dance, the product is just that much better.
Love that.
Yeah.
Woo! I got chills. Good. So good, so good. Well, I mean, speaking of chills, her boyfriend Slavik, which I'm convinced.
Do we know anything?
No, come you don't know
that. I don't know.
I
can't give you an inside scoop on that one.
We have asked them, and they just coy.
You know what? I think, I'll reiterate, I think that they're playing it smart because they're probably just trying to get through the competition. Mm-hmm. However, I mean, there's been romances. So just tell us. Give the people what they want.
I mean, maybe they're just waiting until after the show. I mean, because it can be a distraction because now you're tangled up in those emotions and that connection. But I think that they're very gracious on how they play it off because they're put on the spot every week. Like, oh, are y'all engaged? Are y'all this? Or, you know, they play off
well.
Of
they're
it well.
So emotional towards each other. Like with the eliminations, even last night, you know, watching both of them, they're just there. But
it's that bond that you build each week with your partner.
Sure.
I mean, you're holding each other up. You're supporting each other. You're growing together. You're going through your ups and downs, celebrating wins together.
I just want to live vicariously.
It's so beautiful.
So good. Well, speaking of him, so we've all kind of feel like he fell a little flat last night, a little vanilla. Do you think that he was exposed a little bit you know, in terms of his work, or do you think he just had an off night? What was it, you guys?
He just needs to get out of his head. Mm-hmm. That's it, be all end all. Like anything in life, it's all about mindset and where your head's at. And he's very hard on himself. And also when we interview him as well, you've probably noticed he's
defeated.
He's just very in his head, and he's, I mean, which is awesome because he obviously spends a lot of time really thinking and processing, and but it's getting in his way, and it's such a hard thing to get over. Like, people can say to you as much as you like, get out of your head, but then you're more in your head trying to work out how to get out of it.
Exactly.
Yes. Get out of my head. I've been told that my whole life. So what do you guys think about him being in his head?
Yeah, I mean, he had a tough week. I was rehearsing with him, and it was hard. I mean, he was very quiet this week. They all were, but, you know, being next to JJ and Darius, who pick up really fast, you know, it's really hard, I think, because I was really hard on him this week. You know, I was like, because it had to be precise. That was the whole point of this routine I did.
It was
like,
so good.
It had to be in unison. That was the goal. And it just wasn't for a long time. It kind of fell into place when they went live on that show. Like, it was kind of crazy. I mean, I'm always nervous, but I was never more nervous than last night.
Okay.
And, you know, I think the pressure definitely got to him. And I think, you know, I can't imagine being up there, your first number, you're judged like that. Then you got to go back and get ready for the next number.
Sure.
And then you're thinking like, oh, did I do better? And then like, no. And then you're like, oh, God. And then you go back.
I mean, then you get through.
The fact that he pulled it out in the trio was actually, I thought it was going to be a disaster. I thought, oh, now.
I thought he was the strongest in your trio and your routine.
Pulled it together. Did. So I think he's very, you know, he has a strong mindset. He just needs to, I think, breathe a little bit, relax a little bit, find a better way to practice. Because that's the thing. I mean, these guys are used to learning. Everybody else on that show is used to retaining information.
Picking up choreography.
Learning choreography. Sure. So he's got to find his, like, way to learn better, you know?
That's why I loved Twitch's notes, is he basically said that him, you just got to get better, that we're at the point in the competition, you just need to bring it up a little more.
It's crazy. But I kind of feel like something was just so off with him. I know he was in his head, but Vanessa and I were speaking, and it was like, she was saying there's something just like wrong. She felt like something happened.
Yes.
Like he got some bad news or...
He wasn't dancing with Genesee.
Oh, that's what it is.
So sorry.
But
I love you so much.
But it was just so shocking because he has a really great personality. Like, he's a lot of fun.
Sure.
And just, it was really sad to see him so sad on the stage where he could have almost busted out in tears. And I do feel that it's kind of like when you start off the first week, they got so much praise because we were not expecting them to perform to that standard. So that is a weight already because they're like, crap, now I'm up
when
here.
When you're at the top, they're used to being
here under the radar. Now they jumped here, and how do I sustain? So it's like what you said about now he's in the final with these guys who you naturally say, well, they're better than me, so I'm not going to do well. And then getting beat up, like you said, is challenging to keep going back out there. But when I talked to him yesterday, he was literally like, it's a lot. He was like, I'm very,
overwhelmed.
He's like, I'm overwhelmed because I'm like, you had to do last week alone, two group numbers, two duets, and a solo. How do you remember the steps? And he was like, I'm waiting for someone to tell me how to remember the steps.
And as a freestyler, to Chris's point, the mentality there of picking up that choreography and being able to really practice it is probably
Plus
not quite there.
Sleep. He was saying he has like 3 to 4 hours.
He was like, every night I'm only getting like 3 to 4 hours and then I have to go and perform. And he was like, I'm tired. I was like, because you're tired, you got to sleep.
He's there. Top four. Yes. Let's move into talk about Hanalei. I thought she was so exquisite, so flawless. It's like, what can this girl not do? Growing on me. When I first interviewed her at the junket, I was like, oh, just I want personality. It was like pulling it out of her. But she's just so strong, so effortless. Everything that's given to her, she just is like, oh, you want me to do a handstand on someone's head? Sure.
Right.
Why not? But I mean, like an Argentine tango, her legs, like she, what is she, like 5'3", maybe 5'2"?
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah.
But she looked like she was 6 feet tall. I loved that note that Nigel gave. Like, she's so small, but she dances so large.
Yeah, she does.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just listening to what you're saying.
Sorry, I love me some Hanalei.
No,
I love me some good dance. I mean, it's just like, it excites me, you guys.
She really stood out to me in Luther's number, too. I was shocked. I was like, I thought she would have had the hardest time with it, and she was a shining star with that wig, and she was just in the character.
She brought the funk.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's settling it. In. Like, you can tell she's just getting a lot more confidence.
Yeah.
She's a powerhouse. Mm. She's so explosive when she dances. I love that she just thrusts everything into it. She doesn't stop her hips, her arms. She moves every piece of her body, and it makes the routine better. Yeah. I mean, whether it's the step routine where she showed that attitude, Jenny from the Block attitude, which was amazing, or, you know, the cha-cha or disco, she just... is so little, but just an amazing package.
Yes,
just
and
so
she can emote, and that's something that I kind of want to transition into is talking about the story of dance, and I specifically with her routine with Marco. I cried twice. Don't judge, but there's something so beautiful about that connection. And Chris, I would love to hear your opinion about this because you are a storyteller. You are known for being so authentic in your movement. Does that come? We're theater nerds. I did some stalking. So does that come from your theater background? Does
absolutely. That come? Okay. Yeah, I tell people that all the time. They're like, people ask me, like, what would you tell dancers, people that want to be choreographers? Like, what advice would you give them? Like invest a bit in theater because it really is. It's like a platform that changed my life. I really think I go with these core things that I've learned through theater, and that's kind of, I feel a little separation between me and certain choreographers, and I think that's kind of, I try to think, like, what is it? Because they're these choreographers are amazing. I'm fans
of
them,
too.
So are you.
So are you.
Yeah, I just think, like, I'm like, oh, I have a theater background. I think it's forced me to, like, or not, it's inspired me to just kind of, like, tell those stories and just be kind of come from an honest place and just kind of, like, do the work. And, like, you know, even so just, good. Like, you know, before you go on stage, we have, like, little rituals and stuff. Even just, like, little things like that from the theater world.
Can you tell us one of your rituals?
Oh, man. One of my first ones was actually, I was in West Side Story at my high school.
Shocker, Jet.
And Jet. Yeah, they called me Cue Ball. I actually came into the thing late in the game. They threw me in this musical. The first thing I ever did.
Wow.
And it was like I had the guy playing Riff. His name was Amafika. And he would recite the like speech that he gives the Jets to get us like hype. To me, specifically, before we would hit that stage every show to just get you in the mood. It's like those things that you can just kind of like implement in your work. And then, you know, it just helps you play a part or be a character or find authenticity in what you're doing.
Yes. Oh, and I just felt like Honnelly awesome. Did that so well.
Oh, my God. And Robert Roldan, that piece was beautiful. Ooh. He really, like, talk about a storyteller. I mean, I really can't wait to see him do more because that was brilliant. It really touched me. That moment when she's just... boom and grabs him.
Yeah.
And then like in the drop back.
The trust ball was next.
Nice
all those lifts. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I mean, the All Stars really brought it.
They did. And that was a proud moment.
I was about to say, how do y'all feel? Because literally to have, you know, choreographed for them and watching them as contestants and now they've graduated up to your level.
Oh, it was crazy. It was really, that was probably the most emotional thing about the night for me. Because I'd worked with all these, you know, I call them kids. It's funny, but now they're like, they're just little adults now. Just telling all these beautiful stories, and I mean, I couldn't have been prouder. Comfort, I mean, that was like what a beautiful style to bring to the show. Yeah, that was crazy. and then Jenna, I mean, Jenna is insane. And I watched her; she was one of my favorites when she came on the show as a contestant. Yeah. We were all rooting for her, and unfortunately, America just wasn't voting for her for some reason. But that girl's insane.
She's incredible. Well, we want to talk about your Emmy nominated routines. One of which, if you know me, Say You Won't Let Go is my favorite of all last season. So when I found out that was nominated, I was like, yes, baby Jesus. I also love Allison. She's resonated with me since her and Ivan did Sexy season Love in two. Season 2. Yeah. She's just such an amazing dancer. But this story, can you talk about this story? It's so cute.
Yeah.
Talk about this story. Again, I know you reiterated on the show.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was in a relationship, and it's funny. It was just this kind of moment that we would always have where we'd be brushing our teeth together. And it was just, like, the funniest thing to us. And we'd just be, like, in the mirror. And she's shorter than me, and so she'd be in the mirror brushing her teeth, and I'd be over her shoulder, and we'd just start brushing. And we'd just, like, have a laugh. And
did you actually dance in the bathroom?
Oh, for sure. Like, we would just start dancing to the way the brush sounds. I'm like,
oh, my heart. My heart.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's these intimate moments. I think, and a lot of this is from theater, too. You know, I went to Lee Strasberg Theater Institute as a kid, and they, you know, I would never forget when they just said, like, you know, acting is about being private and public. And so I always try to put that in the dancing. And it's hard when you don't have that, and you're asking the kids to perform this for you, and that's their job. They have to find that storytelling. And
it's effortless. Were you so proud?
Oh, my God. I was so proud. And I'll tell you, when I first got these two for this number, I was concerned because I pictured, you know, I was like Allison and Twitch, this is their story. Like, I can picture them doing this.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if Logan and her are going to have this kind of chemistry.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, look at that.
Oh,
that's just so beautiful.
I feel like this routine, we saw a different side of Logan that we hadn't seen the entire season before this routine.
Yes.
It opened up something just beautiful within him.
Yeah, he's
a little
lover.
He showed his personality.
Yeah, he loves hard. Like, you can tell. Yeah. Like, that kid has a lot going on. He is really special to me, and I want to work with him all the time. He's really
good. I wonder if he and Sydney are still together.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Well,
no, we got to find out. We got to track him down.
I know. Yeah. That routine was just so special. So congratulations on
Thank
that. And
you.
Then Prism is part of that, right? So it's not two separate Emmys. It's
no,
one,
it's
correct?
One nomination. Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
So we'll plop
so
Prism up there as well. But again, what this I read, you got the inspiration from like a friend of yours was training a dog, like the human condition of it just sparked something in you. Do you want to
talk about it? Really did. Yeah, my buddy was getting his dog to sit and he was so proud of that. Mm-hmm. And I just remember to lay down and stuff. And it just made me start thinking about how trained we are as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just thought about everything that I'm kind of dealing with as I'm older and the mm-hmm. issues that I have and this and that. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, well, that came from that when I was a kid. And, mm-hmm. you know, I started to kind of get liberated in my personal kind of characteristics that I'm not as happy with or this or that, you know, mm-hmm. and it is only because I could look back and just realize, you know, we're all trained.
Yes.
And we have to do some untraining in our lives. Mm-hmm. So the blocks really represented these kind of things that keep us in line, that keep us trained, that keep us, you know, kind of locked into our mm-hmm. path. And it's up to us to kind of get away from it.
How hard is that to integrate props like that into routine? I mean, you had the bricks yesterday, but when they're actually moving the props like that.
Yeah, this is probably the hardest prop I ever had, actually. This one took a lot of development. It took a lot of trial and error. I actually got to do a bit of messing around with the styrofoam blocks in a Disney Channel movie I did.
Great.
Called Zombie. So it was kind of helpful. I was kind of like, you know, worked in my favor because I got a little head start on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I called in a bunch of friends, man. I just got them in a room mm-hmm. and just created as much as I could. And then, but I mean, asking them to, sometimes I feel bad. I'm like asking them to do all this stuff in a very short time. And then mm-hmm. they got to do it live on national television mm-hmm. and hope they don't fall off of a styrofoam
yeah.
block. Like,
well, but you can't feel bad. It's part of your job.
It's
to
true.
Push
it's
them.
True.
And I know I talked about this with you and I interviewed you last week, but just to kind of touch on it again. What, you know, in terms of your process with the dancers, you're trying to pull out emotion, you're trying to pull out, you know, how far do you push them because you have that responsibility? We've seen Nigel just rip.
Yeah.
I've been ripped.
A new one.
Oh, I've been ripped on this.
Have
show.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Which dance? I don't remember that
I did
either.
One with Twitch and Eliana one time that I'll never forget.
Wow.
It was just, he just, you know, he called it a cheap burger afterwards. I love the guy, though.
Yeah.
but, you know, it's funny, and it really did, like, you know, we all set our own standard on the show. And,
yeah.
and, you know, I think that's been very clear to me. And, you know, I think sometimes I watch routines, I'm like, oh, this will be really fun. I want to try this. I try a lot of stuff on the show.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always work, but I really am proud to just be somebody that's like, you know what, I'd rather try in hopes that it'll work and connect with the kids or the audience than just kind of get stuck in this. There's no inspiration for me there, so I kind of have to do it like that. Otherwise, I'm just not really being true to what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
But
Creative creative risks are very, really important, and it's what makes you grow and create masterpieces, you know? So I'm curious, what did you think of the rope routine last week?
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it got slammed way too hard. I think it was really creative, really well done. It actually made me really emotional.
Yes.
And it connected to me. I have a friend actually who drowned from undertow. So just hearing that thing, I mean, I was a wreck. Like they didn't show me on the thing, but I was a wreck because it was just really like there was something so pure about it and just so honest. And Jackie Royal is like, she's another level. I love her.
I felt like he was unreasonably hard.
Yeah. Because props are beautiful, and that balance and that connection is so challenging. And he had to still have his lines and be there for his partner and things like that. So you kind of touched on it, but how do you decide, you know what, I want to add a brick to this routine,
right? Is it the brick, chicken or the egg? Which comes first, the brick or the...
Well, I'll tell you, this week, it really came down to there was such short notice for the routine. I like having something to help. When I have just two bodies or three bodies, sometimes it's harder to kind of build something really quickly because we do so much choreography all the time. So it's like, oh, you give me something else and it's another layer that just helps open up an inspiration. So I just went to Home Depot Yeah, I bought a ton of stuff, and I actually had a different idea. It was gonna be a board on top of it. I was gonna have them like balancing on the board at first. Ooh, and it was gonna be kind of this type of thing. And to be honest, I bought the stuff and I was trying it, and I was like, you know what, this is not fair. I was like, it actually wasn't inspiring. I couldn't even really figure it out. Oh, yeah. Like, this is just too much.
You're spending too much time on the board.
It was crazy. So I stripped them away, and then it kind of just lined up how it did. It kind of just happened. Like, I remember just like I had people assisting me, and I just at a point we didn't know what we're doing, and I just kind of like laid them out a certain way, and they were just looking. I was like, guys, just jump in, and we just kind of like jumped in, and they followed me. And then it became very clear that the inspiration to me was actually from the week before, the whole undertow thing. It actually became this thing about kind of drowning. And it was interesting. And those cinder blocks started representing things to me that were very different. Each kind of just molded into this thing.
That's incredible. So were there any injuries? Were there any injuries? Because I was just looking. They have to keep grabbing and falling, and those bricks are so brittle hard. Course. So if you like knock them or fall on them, I mean, it's really dangerous.
Yeah, only one. I mean, they're so smart. That's the thing. Even, you know, Darius and JJ with their kind of, they've been, you know, working. They're professional dancers. But even Slavic, you know, they're very smart guys, so it really worked out, and there was no really miss. I think JJ knocked it over one time when he jumped off of it, but it just like slammed down. I mean, it is a scary sound because those things are no joke. I thought they were gonna be able to pick them up and dance with them.
They're heavy.
Cinder blocks are no joke, they're heavy.
That's amazing. Well, and I mean, to that point, it's got to be so hard to come up with new material that often. Like, you can only talk about a breakup or something happy, you know, so many times. So it's so incredible what's going on in your brain. Again, it must be part of just the whole theater thing. It's so exciting.
It's such a different creative process, though, I think, from coming from like background of dance studios where your teacher's already made up the combination before you get there. Mm-hmm. Now it's so much more of a process and so much more to it than what we used to when we were younger. So can you just walk us through, like, you know, I mean, do you have inspiration at times and you keep notes and keep track of it like Travis did? He wanted to do this piece for 3 years. And where do the ideas like pop from? Are they all from your past experience or other things out in the world? What's the ratio of how that works?
I mean, it just kind of depends. I do. I have a lot of things that I've always wanted to do. A lot of it's driven from like a song. So there'll be a song that you're like, oh, I got to do this song because it just speaks to you. Yeah. And you kind of hold on to it and you're like waiting for the right time. I've done songs that meant a lot to me. It's hard on that show because if you do, you take a chance every time you do a song on that show. Because if you love the song and it doesn't go over well, you can never listen to the song again.
Yes.
So it's really tricky. Yes. So like I did No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. And I was really nervous because I had Jim, who was a ballet dancer, for example. And I was like, he's not going to be able to do this. Like I kind of freaked out. I was like, he's not, because, you know, they're not in our style. And they're not, sometimes we get, most of the time, they're not even professional dancers. But we forget because they're so talented. Mm-hmm. But they're just not professionals.
Sure.
So, you know, we risk it every time. But a lot for me, you know, has been, I have a ton of ideas that like I just kind of bank. You do. And images that I kind of have in a folder and concepts. I mean, it's kind of endless. I kind of been trained, though, to like be able to make anything work, I think, from just being a choreographer. And you have directors sometimes that are like, can you just do this? I'll change that last second. And then you just kind of get in the habit of going like, all right, you know what? Give me those 5 cinder blocks and we'll just kind of play on them and make something happen. Yeah. So
good. Yeah. Well, I've been wanting to ask you, is there a genre of the entertainment industry outside of choreography that you want to break into?
Yeah, Broadway. I want to do Broadway for sure. I love it.
As a performer or choreographer?
Choreographer, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I really want to choreograph on Broadway.
Well, you were in Step Up too, so you've been in stuff. I mean, Do you miss performing or you just prefer to be behind the camera?
I do, but I also now I get performance anxiety for sure. Like, I've been in a couple of things recently where they ask me and I go in and I do it, but it's like, it's stressful. So I feel for the kids. Even one time I did a performance on So You Think You Dance, and I'll never forget because I was standing backstage and it was such a crazy feeling because they're live and I'm just standing there. I was like, oh, this is a whole nother level. And they bring us out on the stage and they're like, 5, 4, 3. And then Kat is introducing you. And I was on the stage with Cyrus, Twitch, and Comfort.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there and I mess up like the first beat. Like, there's like this one thing where we all go, like, we pull Cyrus and we sit him down. And then
that's
and
when you're
Comfort
in the suits,
and Twitch.
Right?
Or yeah. We were playing cards, we were playing poker. And then Comfort and Twitch are like, sit. And I'm like, sit, a beat after. And then I was like, oh, my God. And then I blacked out. And I just did the routine. No, it's perfect. I zoned out. And I got through the whole routine.
Love
I didn't mess
up
again.
That's how you get out of your head.
Yeah.
Oh, we're wondering.
It's stressful. So
Broadway would be dope, though.
Yeah, Broadway would be amazing.
What kind of shows? Like, which sort of, which styles? Where are we?
Oh, anything.
Are we a Hamilton
I mean, these are shows that's been done and super well choreographed. So just anything kind of in that world. I mean, I do love, you know, what Lin-Manuel's doing with hip-hop on Broadway. I mean, that would be amazing for me to do anything with somebody like him. Yeah. Because it really is. It's like, you know, I went to see Hamilton, and one of my favorite things was I was eating a bag of chips. Like, they sell chips in the concession stand, and I was back there, and I grabbed a bag, and I opened it up, and I was like, and this old guy turned around and was like, shh. And I was like, my initial thing was like, but then I was like, no, wait, this is amazing.
Darling,
yeah, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. This guy is like 80 years old and he's watching people rap on stage right now. This is incredible.
So at a chip crunch.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I was like, and I put that bag down.
Yes.
I didn't take another bite the rest of the show.
Theater, thespians are no joke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to incorporate some of the chat because we have it's buzzing. So TriniBoy27 said that he remembers one of his favorite routine of yours was the baseball mini group routine from season 9. You'll be happy to know, Becky, that Valerie Williams agrees with you. She says that Genesee and Slavic's fake romance being shoved down our throats.
I call it a showmance.
Yes. Fake showmance being shoved down our throats each week from the judges has something to do with them still being here. Alrighty then.
Chris does not agree with that.
Yeah. Someone else pointed out your sand piece from season 9 as well with the top 10. Mm. So you have like fans
here. Resume.
Yeah,
your resume is insane.
Yeah, it's so much good stuff.
So much good stuff.
Thank you.
I mean, just.
So I was going to ask you, what's next? We know the Emmys are next. Are you nervous? How are you feeling going into this?
It's weird. I haven't really thought about it much. It's just kind of been fun. I think we're in such good company together. Like it's just we're a different kind of group of people. Sure. Like the choreographers, we're just friends.
You so just had your certificate ceremony.
Just had the certificate ceremony, which was amazing. I still get a little nervous being in the spotlight. I think it's just that performance anxiety. Yeah. So it felt a little weird being there to be like celebrated with a group of people. But it also made me feel really proud and fortunate to be a choreographer with this long history of like beautiful art that people have been putting out for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years.
Well, it should reassure you that you are where you should be, that you too are a beautiful artist.
I love earlier that you said that there are different types of hip hop and everyone falls in a different way. So I'm curious, what made you choose lyrical? Like, would you categorize your hip hop in a lyrical format?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do. I lean towards that on the show because I feel like it's an easier challenge sometimes to give the contestants because it is hard to ask somebody to kind of like, I do a bit of animating and that style is hard when you don't animate. And even somebody like Slavic, Slavic's not necessarily a like super animator either. He's like, he kind of like, he's more of a popper that waves. So his like his robot is not going to be like Cyrus, you know, or like Yaya.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, it just kind of comes like, you know, when Cyrus was on the show, I did a ton of like animation with him and it was, you know, that stuff was really easy to kind of choreograph because I knew exactly what we could do. Yaya was the same thing. So it just depends on like who you get. But, you know, you should be able, if you're coming on that show and you want to do, you should expect to be able to do a lyrical hip hop piece. Like, I think it's fair to say you have to be able to get through that. And if you can't, you know,
I would love for you to do an animation routine because if they have to do step and tap and these outside of the box, you know, categories and genres,
so you started in tap, so you know the difficulty
of
tap.
Yeah.
Well, hey guys, we're going to go into our we have something special to tell you about.
Yes.
Really quick before we go into that, we're going to go into a little get to know Chris Scott. He has no idea what's coming towards him, but we're doing that right after this. So, the reason why you need to be subscribing to our channel is because you can see all this extra good. Tell them all about it, Kim.
So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, as you probably already know. We've got the dramas, the reality TV, the sci-fi, so much more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans than AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
But we need your help, please. We're asking that you subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So by subscribing to our channel, YouTube's going to suggest for you content that's tailor-made for you and will help you continue your journey with AfterBuzz and help us grow as well. So if you're worried about pesky notifications, please don't because they're optional. Yeah. Just hit that subscribe button below here now for our one. Yes, please. And check out all our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels
so
as well.
Good.
Yeah.
So good.
So let us know in the comments that you did. We'll thank you.
World of Dance, Big Brother, Ms. all kinds of good stuff. Yes. But you guys, I want to play a fun game. Chris, are you down?
Let's do it.
So again, this is the reason why you guys subscribe and like is to be a part of this. Okay, we're going to play This or That.
Okay.
Have you played This or That before?
No, what's this?
So I'm going to ask you rapid fire questions and you have to tell us This or That.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All you got to do.
Cruise control or lead foot?
This?
The cruise, so you can say the actual term.
Or that.
So are you a cruise controller or a lead foot?
Lead foot.
Okay. French fries or French toast?
Oh, French toast.
Okay. Tom Hanks or Tom Brady?
Tom Hanks.
Okay. Lucky Penny or Rabbit's Foot?
Lucky Penny.
Taco Tuesday or Delivery Pizza Friday?
Taco Tuesday. Yeah, all day.
YouTube or Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay. West Coast or East Coast? This is hard because you're from the East Coast.
West Coast. All right. Love it.
Sporting events or concerts?
Concerts.
Okay. Is there a specific concert that the last one you went to was?
The last one I went to was Gwen Stefani. I got to work on it with Luther Brown.
Great.
And it was, it's just so crazy. I mean, you know, it's a show. It's art. It's a dance. You know, I love sports too, but nah.
I love it. Okay, so we got a couple more for you. You have an unexpected day off. So it kind of applies to this week. You thought you had, you know, you had to work. You wake up. You have the entire day off. Where do you go? What do you do?
I'd probably go dancing.
It's kind of funny.
It's like,
I feel like I'll go
to a club. I'll go, hip hop club. Mm-hmm. It's one of those, it's funny. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. The last movie you saw.
Crazy Rich Asians.
That was good.
How was it?
Oh, it's the best, man. I'm so in love with that movie. Yeah, you got to go check. Everybody's got
to
check it out.
So good. Okay. And your date to the Emmys, your girlfriend or your mom?
For sure, my mom. I got two tickets. So my mom's got one of them for sure. And then, I'm looking around. Maybe if there's, it might just be
sign
my
ups.
Mom. So.
You want sign ups?
We'll see.
I'll go with Chris Shaw. Just kidding. I mean, not kidding. So winner prediction. Winner prediction.
Oh. Hannah Leigh?
Ooh,
I don't know. There's something. There's something about her. There's something about her. She's a fighter.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all I have for now. Unless the fans have something you want to ask, I've grilled you too.
Actually, there is a good question that came through from Alicia Martin, and she says, "Chris, what are your thoughts on the judges and how they deliver their critiques and criticism? I feel that they were kind of mean to Chelsea and Evan, but I do love Twitch and what he adds to the table."
Yeah, I mean, I love having Twitch added to the season is a huge thing for us because, you know, he has that hip-hop voice. I mean, he's the real deal. This guy knows his history. He knows. Yes. I mean, he's brilliant. You know, I think the judges, it's a tough show because you really do. I wouldn't trade places with them. It's really hard to, like, look at these kids. And, you know, I think they got to be tough at times. It's just part of the show. They got to be tough on us choreographers. It was my first time being judged was shocking. And I was devastated. Mm. But as I've gone through it more and more, I'm like, you know what? It's part of the show. Mm-hmm. It's part of what?
Part of the industry.
It's part of the industry. And you know what? Mm. And it pushes me to be better. Yeah. So, you know, I think you got to have some thick skin. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the kids generally do. And I think, you know, it's all love at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, what a great question.
That is
a
good question.
Great question.
And I do have a question. Do you guys ever come together, like the choreographers or with the dancers? Do y'all celebrate, go out to eat, have drinks? Is there fun?
We do. Sometimes after Monday show, most of the time not really. We all kind of act like we're going to, and then we're like, all right,
so tired.
Let's just do this another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we always find ourselves, you know, out on some kind of on a dance floor somewhere. It's funny. It's one of the only jobs I can think of where we dance. We dance all day for our job, and then it's like, oh, it's so tired. What should we go do? And then we go dance somewhere.
Yeah. So. Well, there's something probably just relieving about being able to do it freestyle and not having the pressure of, you know,
choreographing.
Yeah.
You're like five, six, seven, eight.
It's like, it's freedom. Freedom.
Oh my gosh, so good. We have so enjoyed having you. Yes.
Thank you.
Guys.
Too. This is awesome.
Oh my gosh,
great.
We could talk for hours and hours and hours. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. My name is Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media and my beautiful co-hosts.
Thank you, darling. Hi, everybody. You can find me, Kim Davey, live on all my social media. Chris,
where can they find you?
Find me. It's at ChrisLXD.
Yes. Love it. And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
So good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
so much, Chris. Thanks, Scott. Girl. We will be here
next week, viewers.
At 6 p.m. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Woo. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.